Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Georgia's economy and what to do with Medicaid are on the minds of both candidates vying to be the state's next governor. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, Stacey Abrams and Brian Kemp shared their visions at the annual State Chamber of Commerce luncheon yesterday.
Democrat Stacey Abrams floated ideas like a $10 million state fund for small business investment, wraparound services in public schools, and Medicaid expansion.
If Mike Pence of Indiana and Jerry Brown of California can both agree to expand Medicaid, Georgia needs to get on board. This is not a Democratic or Republican issue. This is a people issue.
Republican Brian Kemp dismissed Medicaid expansion as good money after bad. He promised to slash state business regulations and pledged to keep Georgia on its current path.
Governor Deal has laid the groundwork. He has poured the concrete, hammered the nails, and I'm going to keep building.
Georgians have until the 9th of October to register to vote in the November 6th election. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
More than 40 states, including Georgia, are using federal money to help shore up their election systems ahead of the November midterms. According to the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, $380 million has already been allocated. The commission says that more than a third of that money will be used to improve cybersecurity. Congress approved the money last spring and required states to provide a 5% match. In sports, the Atlanta Braves defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates again last night, winning by a score of 6-1. Dansby Swanson led the way for the Braves, hitting two home runs and batting in four. Atlanta and Pittsburgh will wrap up their series tonight. The first pitch is scheduled for 7:05. The city of Stockbridge is asking a federal judge to stop a November vote to create the new city of Eagles Landing. GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
To form Eagles Landing, it will require taking land from Stockbridge. Attorney Chris Anulowitz represents Stockbridge. He says he expects to win at least one of their challenges against the law.
Whether it is the claims that are brought in the federal lawsuit or the constitutional claims that are currently pending before the Georgia Supreme Court, we think that they are all equally valid.
In May, Governor Nathan Deal signed legislation that gives potential Eagles Landing residents the right to vote on the new city. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Health officials in Gwinnett have confirmed the first human case of West Nile virus in the county this season. WSB reports the county is not planning any additional mosquito spraying, though. Instead, officials are focusing on an educational campaign to warn the public. According to the DeKalb Board of Health, dozens of mosquitoes tested positive for the virus last month. There are now three suspected human cases of West Nile virus statewide. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, only about 20% of those infected experience fever or other symptoms. Median Studios was supposed to become the nation's biggest movie studio campus. That's what its founder said when they announced plans to build a $90 million facility near Savannah. But as GPB's Emily Jones reports, a federal court has ordered Median to pay nearly $2 million in fines.
The sweeping film studio plans announced in 2013 never materialized. An AJC investigation that year found the company had little money. The founding CEO was eventually fired, and the Securities and Exchange Commission suspended trading of its stock. In 2016, the SEC sued Mediant, its successor companies, and several executives. The SEC says the company made false claims in press releases and corporate filings to get investors to buy stock. One former CEO settled with the agency in January, but admitted no wrongdoing. The case against other executives is ongoing. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
For more news, please visit us at gpbnews.org.